Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I can print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
Well, in California, the farm animal confinement proposition, commonly known to us as Prop 12, is supposed to bring some big changes to the way egg-laying hens, veal calves, and breeding pigs are housed starting on January of next year. Only the state's still taking comments on the proposed rulemaking, which is set to end on December the 17th. Michael Formica, Assistant Vice President and General Counsel for the National Pork Producers, tells us where we're at.
Prop 12 is set to go into effect. Of course, how do you comply with a law that makes no sense? And the state has not introduced regulations yet. They are still in the process of drafting those regulations, and there is little to no chance of them finalizing the regulations before the end of the year. Creates lots of confusion, and I don't know that we're going to have any more clarity. NPBC has been working really hard, spent a lot of time in California trying to develop regulations that we can live with, or more acceptable. But we need them to finalize that process.
Prop 12 was voted for by Californians in the fall of 2018, and the new law deemed practices like using farrowing crates cruel and prohibits the sale of any pork products which are not produced according to new standards. Since Proposition 12 was voted into law, NPPC has been doing all it can to fight the measure.
We've also challenged Prop 12, so we have a case going to the Supreme Court. We're in the briefing stage now. It's always an uphill battle to get them to even take the case. So we'll find out second week of January. We're scheduled to be considered January 7th and 14th. Our case is different in many ways from some of the prior cases that were brought up, challenging other ballot initiatives. And
right.
So we are we're cautiously optimistic. I don't know if we can get over the hump, but we are doing things and have done things greatly enhance our chance of getting the court to hear the case. And
Formica said the NPPC is cautiously optimistic about their case being presented in front of the Supreme Court.
So one of the struggles that other cases have had, you've had attorney generals bring in these challenges. And the court has looked at this and they've rejected them largely because they are the attorney generals. They're not the harmed party.
Ultimately, Formica wants to know how producers are supposed to comply with regulations that aren't yet available. To hear more from Ron Hayes and Michael Formica talk about how the new year's coming fast, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.